Father, thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for this chance to open your word. We just ask your guidance in his name. Amen. Good afternoon and welcome as we're in Titus chapter 2 with our Bible study. As we're in the study of the book of Titus, chapter 2 brings us down to verse 6. As we looked already at the aged men, the aged women, the young women, as Paul was telling Titus to encourage in this area for these different areas, individuals, age groups, for their sound behavior as Christians. And now we see the fourth of these age groups, the young men, verse 6. And just to make a point, we would say that as we address the young women, and as it said, the aged women are the ones that should be doing the training of the young Christian women on how to behave as Christian women, we would say that there is a difference in the roles in the home, as in the local assembly, as God has established a difference between men and women, yet they are equal in Christ. We'd make that clear as Galatians, I believe it's chapter 3, mentions of how, as our salvation is concerned, we are equal in Christ. There's neither bond nor free, male nor female. In Christ, we're equal in our salvation, and we're equal as the children of God, equal as far as access to the Lord. We all have the same one mediator. I just wanted to make note of that. Sometimes when you get talking about the order of the home, people maybe don't listen quite close enough and think that you're bringing across something that you want to say, but I'm just trying to make a point of what God has established in the home. There is an order in the home. Just like we've already looked at, there's an order in the local assembly. And it's not a preference, but it's what we should do to honor the Lord as He's given us instructions. So I would say this, as the young women are told, as we looked at yesterday, to be keepers at home and good and obedient to their own husbands, I believe, as Ephesians 5:25 says, that husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church. We do need to keep that in mind, that husbands should not be disassociated with the order of the home. Just because the women are told to be the ones that love their children and be keepers at home, this does not mean that the men should be disassociated. I believe that men should, when they have the opportunity to help their wives. There are times when your wives need a break, you might say. It says in 1 Peter, for the husbands to dwell your wives according to knowledge. You need to try to know your own wife and be able to help her out and be an encouragement to her with the children. And that can be a big help and go a long way towards your wife being a godly woman when she has a husband that will love her as Christ loves the church. It's a high calling for the man, but yet it's what the Lord tells us to do. So I wanted to bring that in connection with what we had to say yesterday. God says what He says. We need not apologize for it. But let's try to rightly divide the word of truth and bring in all areas that we can as we're looking at these different situations. Young men, verse 6, Titus 2. Likewise, exhort to be sober-minded in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. In doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Now we realize here, sober-minded, again, that is a direct exhortation and need for young Christian men to be sober-minded. We need to have good discernment. We realize that knowledge and understanding, wisdom, are three things that work together, and it takes time and experience to have wisdom. But we can apply ourselves, yield ourselves to the Spirit of God and the Word of God, even as young Christian men, and have good discernment, be sober-minded. We see in verse 7, showing thyself or presenting thyself a pattern of good works. To be a godly older man, it is needful to be a godly young man. To establish good works, a good pattern while you're a young man. Therefore, as you grow older, instead of just saying, oh, well, I'm an older gentleman now, or middle-aged, I'm getting up in a little bit in years, now I'll try to be a godly man. Well, I've had it said to me before that generally when you talk about people that were saved as a younger person, which normally people that come to the Lord, normally, not always, usually are ones that are saved as a child or a teenager or a young adult. Most people, as their profession goes, their testimony normally is in the younger years. But it's been told to me before, and I believe it's true, that by the time someone is in their 40s, pushing 50, by that point, they're generally locked into what kind of behavior they're going to have. Not saying it's always true, but generally, by the time someone's middle-aged, generally, you're going to see what kind of pattern they're going to follow through. If there's someone who is perhaps a believer, but they just don't quite want to give over certain things in their life and be steadfast and be consistent with the gathering of the saints, and this doesn't mean they should keep on that way, but a lot of times, that's how they're going to be. And they've already determined in their mind that's what they're going to do. They're only going to do this much. So it's very important as a young Christian man and women, but here Titus is being told by Paul in connection to the young men, that as a young Christian man, it's very important that you show yourself a good pattern while you are young, while you're young in the faith. Or if you are kind of just a mediocre, perhaps, in your Christian walk. And then you grow up to be 40, 50 years old. All at once, you're probably not going to just say, hey, I'm going to be a godly man. You need to be showing a pattern of good works from early on. Because by the point you reach the maturity of middle age or older man, you need some foundation under you, don't you? It's going to be very difficult to all at once say, well, hey, I'm going to start studying the Bible. Well, you can do that. And if you're a middle-aged man listening today, then you need to do that. Forget the lost years you've already had. There's nothing you can do about it. But if you're a young man, don't do this, please. Start today. Get in the Word of God today and be a godly man as a young man. But if you're a middle-aged or older man, you cannot change the past. Do what you can now as a Christian man to be godly, and the Lord can give you growth as an older man or a middle-aged man. You can grow spiritually, but in context of what we're looking at, the encouragement plan A, you might say, would be start when you're young. But if you find yourself being a believer, you might just become a believer as a middle-aged man or an older man. Well, of course, you start from that point. But I would exhort everyone out there, whether you are younger, middle-aged, or older, from this point on, examine yourself before the Lord. For one day we'll appear before Him, we that know Christ, and give account for what we have done in our bodies at the Bema Seat of Christ. And of course, those that know not Christ will go before the great white throne of judgment, and will be cast into the lake of fire for eternity, a Christless eternity. But we're looking at instructions toward the Christian people, aged men, aged women, young women, and young men. We need to examine in the light of the Word of God, where do we stand in our walk with Him? Well, in verse 7, it keeps on, it says, in doctrine showing uncorruptness. Young men, you need to be sound in doctrine now. You need to be steadfast in studying the Word of God as a young man so that you will be uncorrupt in the doctrine of the Word of God. 1 and 2 Timothy covered a lot of doctrine. Now we're talking about our behavior, and you need sound doctrine to have good behavior. Gravity, sincerity, verse 8, sound speech or healthy speech that cannot be condemned. Just like the young women was told that be not false accusers. Our tongue is very important. Anyone would probably admit, if they're honest before the Lord, that the tongue is one of the most difficult things. As the book of James points out, it is an unruly member so often, but we need to to yield to the Lord in the Word of God and be very careful on how we use that member of the body, the tongue. Here the young man is told that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed. You see, if we have sound speech that cannot be condemned, well then, those that would oppose our Christianity, they would be ashamed and they would not be able to say anything evil of you. So often, and this is in whatever age group, I've seen Christian people that sometimes they have a bad habit, it seems, of sticking around. And it's okay to be around unbelievers if you're trying to lead them to Christ and to live before them, but I've seen ones that would hang around unbelievers more than the Christians in a public sense, in a public gathering, or at work or whatever, and they just seem like they're comfortable being around those bad jokes and those vile discussions. They might kind of turn their head like they don't like it, but these unbelievers keep coming to them and telling them these bad jokes so they know they'll listen to them. Now that is, in my opinion, I believe it's scriptural. I shouldn't say my opinion, but in the Word of God, it is clear that when we have no testimony with the lost, that they can come to us and feel comfortable telling things that are vile and contrary to the Word of God, then that is not lifting up the name of Christ. In fact, I believe the Word of God teaches us that when we condone ungodly activity, then we're, in effect, dragging the Lord's name through the mud. Let's not do that. If something is contrary to what we know is honoring to the Lord, let us not condone it. Let us be an example to the lost. Okay, we've covered a little bit today, and Lord willing, we'll pick up tomorrow with verse 9. Thank you for joining us. Our phone number this week for any comments or questions is 824-5525. Ramsour, North Carolina, the P.O. Box is 689, zip code 27316 for any comments. Join us tomorrow for the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.